nawo tu onyankopon akwa mo senyom na egwa ma nyom sa e rani nyankopon adi nya sutumbo o
to be counted amongst the living. What manner of God are you? Merciful God, awesome in power, mighty ruler, there is none like you. You that has not dealt with us according to our iniquities, but your mercies for us are renewed every morning. We bless you this 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 morning. I said we bless you this morning. You that has been the pillar of our lives. You are the pillar that holds
my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
Master
Jesus, you are the pillar that holds.
You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
spite of all the challenges of this world, you still give us access to your presence. Sometimes we don't know what to say when we come before you. We don't know what to do. We don't know you don't know how to express our thanksgiving before you. Because even though we fail you all the time, you change not. We give you glory. We give you honor. And all the saints of God shall say amen and amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you happy you came to church? Today, service is unusually early because of the lunch by the people from EDMAT. So, if you came, anybody who comes and say, as for me, I come for the word. So you come at 11:20. By the time you come, you will laugh at the wrong side of your mouth. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? Amen. All right, so welcome ourselves once again. On behalf of our mother, our vision bearer, our Bishop Press. Yes, Bishop Press. The female version of a bishop is a bishop press. And we are the bishoplets. We are the bishoplets. She went somewhere with the ladies of the church last week, Saturday, and then my wife came and said, the woman of God was going to preach, so we, the girls of God, we had to follow her. The girls of God. Hallelujah. Right, so mother, our vision carrier, the one whose steps we follow, even as she also follows Christ, Mama Francesca, on behalf of her, I want to welcome all of us to this Sunday service. Amen. Clapping is free. Amen. And this morning, I believe that our lives will never be the same. I see a few new people here. We'll introduce them later on. There are no runaway. I've not seen Christelle in a while. I don't know where she went, but put your hands for Christelle for coming today. All right. Are you in church? Are you ready for the takeoff? All right. So let me also salute the leadership of the church. Mama Francesca, Pastor Aini, Pastor Walter, Pastor Raymond and his wife, Pastor Sammy and his wife also, all the instrumentalists. Hallelujah. All the singers, God bless you for coming. Amen. Uncle Fredima, I see you. God bless you too. Aki, I see you. God bless you too. How are you, Paco? God bless you too for coming. Amen. All right. So, making thy way prosperous. We started with this series 2 weeks ago. And the foundation scripture. Let me also salute my wife, Mama Evelyn. Yeah. All right. And the foundation scripture was Joshua chapter 1, 7 and 8. Joshua chapter 1, 7 and 8. And it reads, "Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left,
that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. So over there, God realized that by nature, no human being wants to be broke. Do it for me. As I say it softly for me. No human being wants to be broke. No human being wants to struggle in life. So when Moses went up there to Mount Sinai, God gave him, said, Moses, these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the commandments I'm giving you. Give it to my people and tell them it is their passport to success and it is their passport to prosperity in life. Amen. So, it suggested to me that God is interested in your success. God is interested in your breakthroughs. God is interested in your promotion. God is interested in you making your way prosperous. But remember, he said, you will make, not I will make, you will make your way prosperous. These are the laws. Follow them and you will make your way prosperous. May you make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. So God is interested. Poverty is not piety. People think when you are poor, then it means you are holy. We have not tested you yet. Anybody that is behaving, I am humble, I am good, give the person money. We will know the person's real character. So don't pride yourself, and then when you are going to marry, they will tell you, okay, there are wicked poor people and there are good rich people. Hallelujah. So don't pride yourself in and then poverty and then area 4. So as for us, we are minding our own business. And we don't want to. And then as for us, it doesn't qualify you to heaven. Qualification to heaven is another one, but poverty will not qualify you to heaven. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? So God is interested in you making your way prosperous. God is interested in your lifting up. God is interested in your, that I'm going for holidays. I am man of God. I bought a new car. Mommy, I bought a new car. I have a new house. Yeah. Mommy, I moved from the chamber and hall. I have rented a 3-bedroom for my family. It is, some of you, it is, when you come to your house, it is 1-bedroom and they've used curtains to partition and somebody is sleeping half and somebody is sleeping half. Today, though your beginning shall be small, God is expecting your latter end to greatly increase. There's nothing wrong. Some of you are drinking in corpo. Do you know corpo? The one, the plastic, the big jug, and then you drink small, and your children too drink small. One corpo. Today you are using bokiti to bath. You've never used shower before. God is interested that one day you will bath and a shower. But the power to be rich and make your way prosperous, it's in your hands. Hallelujah. May you learn to make your way prosperous. May you learn to make your way prosperous. In 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20,
The Bible said, why do you break the commandment of the Lord so that you do not prosper? My people, I want you to prosper. Why are you breaking the commandments? Because as you break them, you prevent me from making your way prosperous. Hallelujah. In 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and have good health, even as your soul prospers. God is interested. I said, God is interested. I said, God is interested. And unfortunately, in our times, to have an excuse to live our lives any way we want, we go and then, we live under the grace and not under the law. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17 that I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The whole Bible, the whole big Bible is summarized into the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. Are you in church? That is why in John chapter 1 verse 45, Philip told Nathanael that the one which the law of Moses wrote about, I have seen him. In John chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said, the law was given through Moses and the grace through Jesus Christ. So what where you failed in the law in the past, today, the punishment that the law was supposed to give you, you will not suffer it, but grace will make provision for you. But as grace makes provision for you, it doesn't mean that go and break the law again. So I gave an example that if President Akufo-Addo goes to the prison and say, Atai, I am granting you presidential pardon. Let them take you out of the prison. Yes, he has granted Atai presidential pardon because of grace, but that doesn't make the law that Atai broke, that doesn't make it no more a law. It's still a law. So though grace has pardoned us, the law is still there for you and I to follow. There's one policeman, he has caught me. I don't like traffic. So when I'm driving the V8, why should I drive a V8 and follow traffic? So when I see the movement, people, then me to follow. One, like 3 times, the same policeman has caught me. He said, who are you? Are you a minister? I said, yes. So which minister? I said, of God. If ministers of men are going without traffic, why should I, a minister of God, go through traffic? He said, I will pardon you today. I said, no problem. Another time, people, then he stopped. He said, you again. But I'm a minister of God. But that doesn't make what I am doing right. Even though he pardons me. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? So we asked ourselves, which laws did Moses bring to the people? So we started. And we said, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other God before me. No, don't put anything between you and I. I want to have direct communication. I want to have direct relationship with you. That is why I say when you are praying, call me our Father. I don't want you, when you want to talk to your father, you don't tell somebody to go and tell somebody to go and tell somebody. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to bless you directly. That is why I say, refer to me as Father. I am the Lord your God. Don't put anything in between us. It prevents me from blessing you. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first
the kingdom of God and its righteousness and all other things, the blessings you are looking for, the marriage you are looking for, the visa you are looking for, the breakthrough you are looking for, the promotion, all of them I will give to you. Put me first. When I was coming this morning, I went to pick my nieces. So I was, their house is some don't go somewhere. Then I was late. So I was, somebody came to smash the side of my car. They smashed the side. And then I'm sure the driver thought I would get down. He said, I have an appointment with God. Why should I go? Ask the two people. I didn't even get down. I said, Equia, because maybe I thought the tie something. I said, close it, Equia, let's go. I didn't get down. Because I can't have anything coming between me and my God this morning. Because I'm sure if I got down, I don't know, he will hold me. The last time I had such an encounter was about 10 years ago. Mommy, Evelyn, we're not married yet. Evelyn came, I went to pick her. I was stationed somewhere. We were driving through Domi, and a driver came to hit my car. I got down out of the car, looked at the guy, boom, boom, boom. And then I went to sit back in my car. I couldn't sleep that night. Early in the morning, I woke up to the station, drove to the station, said, I need to see the driver. I want to apologize to him. I couldn't sleep. The whole night, I couldn't sleep. So I knew that the devil wants to do something. I will get down. I will speak. He will say something. It will irritate me. And then by the time preaching is due and I'm busily fighting there, I don't want anything to come in between me and my God this morning. I am the Lord thy God. Have no other God before me. Hallelujah. So I said, number two, I said, thou shalt have no graven image. Don't make any graven image. Don't make anything with your hands and rate that thing more important than me. Don't go and marry and let your wife be more important than God. Don't go and marry and say me and tell your husband, me, we are Siano. Without you was nothing made that was made. No, don't make your husband, don't make him a graven image. Hallelujah. Told you last week that those days when Evelyn was pregnant with my son, my crave and my love for Kotoko was too, if Kotoko is playing, why should I go to church? I was a minister, but I love Kotoko probably more than God. Kotoko is and has are playing. Once on this way, we make obedi machine fupi. Na ya fa play na no pa. Na ya land wo kumase. Na ya paka. Na na ya ye do. Hona ni asisen. Atoto otoko toko. Red jesis. Ni asise. Ni ye di biya buye ti di biya buye na. Eh, fa bloso. Ni ye nam kwa su ye ko. Ombe se ye enso. Referee suka wo hoi beze no mwen se ye. Ombe se ye. And then Sunday, I will miss church. But thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Don't do something. Don't use your. Don't buy a car, and that car is now your God. That they smash my car, and by this time, oh my car, my car. So I'm sitting here now thinking about my car, my car. People die in accident and they lose their cars. Today, your life is preserved. Why must you put the car before God? The guy hit. Boom. Me see. You can see that uncle of the Abokan. Missy Bibron, I say, Sankle, one now, Missy, a tiny see what they are to me, uncle. We don't have time. We don't have time. Hallelujah. And I said, thou shalt not put the tablet there. And I said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Where did you go? And you know very well that when you bring in the name of God, the person cannot dispute. I swear God. Meanwhile, you are lying. Bukadoya Allah. Hallelujah. You are using the name of the Lord your God in vain. Meanwhile, you know what you are saying is false. And then we came to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Sunday morning, look at the room. Meanwhile, there are church members. Some are at Omutuo joint. Some are muchachoing somewhere. Some are having keep faith somewhere. Look, follow these 10 and I will make your way prosperous. Look, if you don't follow them, you can go to any pastor in the world. You cannot make your way prosperous because the foundation is there. The foundation is there. Making thy way prosperous. Making thy way prosperous. Are you in church or have you gone somewhere? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He says, 6 days shall you gather, and on the seventh day there shall be none. Come to church early. Sunday is for God. Come to church early. When we were coming and we were late, and when we were late, just when we got here, I said, Ajo, I'm sorry we are late. Daddy, we are going to miss praises. It touched me that the entirety of the service you are expecting. You come, you know any aspect of the service, because it is God's own day. He can speak to you even through the announcements. It is God's own day. Anything is possible in the service. Hallelujah. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember, I called one of my friends this morning. She works with one of the banks that is now Consolidated Bank. And then I asked her, can I invite you to church this morning? I should have spoken to you. But the way I know her, if you said she should come for a deposit of even 5,000, she will wake up at dawn and come and collect it. So, Arnold, I would have come, but, you know, I am now with the Rotary Club, and we went to Tefuyosu and all those places. So, but we are very, very busy. So, I am very tired. So, I don't want to go to church. And I said, look, you, at this point in time where they may be sacking workers, go and consolidate yourself in God. You are busily sleeping on Sunday morning. Because if Royal Bank has a branch in East Legon, Beige has a branch in East Legon, why would they keep all three branches of one bank there? By all means, human beings will go home. Look for God whilst it is early. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And I also told you that once I traveled to Greece to meet some people. And mommy, when we got there, they were Israelis. They were Jews. I got there. I landed around 3 o'clock in their airport. And it was Friday, and they said, Mr. Asante, either we sign this agreement now before 6, or we have to sign it after 6 on Saturday, because on the Sabbath day, even if you are bringing us $20 million, we will not take it. I said, wow, that is why the American economy is being driven by the Jews. Simple, simple instructions. They follow. Hallelujah. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Amen. And then I said, honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is going to give you. Ephesians 6:2 says, honor your father and your mother so that it may go well with you. A lot of you here, or a lot of us, hey, let all the big prophets in the world prophesy over your life. Until you start to honor your father and your mother, forget it. And it is not only your biological father and your mother, but your spiritual father and your mother. Honor them. They may not be the best that you want, but still honor them. There may be some way, still honor them. It is Mother's Day. Mommy, I saved some money. I bought this lace for you. Mommy, Mother's Day, I bought 10 boxes of butter. Drink it. Mommy, Mother's Day, I bought this necklace. Bring it. Don't come and say, stand there and say, honor, no. Yard also, honor, your honor, sir. Honor them so that it may go well with you. And as you honor, somebody will honor you too. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? So that's where we ended, eh? Okay. So let's start today. It was commandment number what? 5, 6. Let's go to commandment number 6. He said, thou shalt not kill. And I know, see, the reason why I say the Bible is summarized in the Ten Commandments is that as I'm saying these things, somebody said about me, I've not killed anybody. You kill people every day. You kill people every day. Thou shalt not kill. Shedding of blood is another level. But you know very well that as a man, the way you are frustrating this woman, you are killing her small, 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 small. You will not provide for your children. And your children, and you see, if you don't provide for your child, and your child and they went wayward, and then a car knocked your child and your child died, you will say, my son has died, but God said you have killed your son. A lot of things that we said, oh, he died, she died. You killed a person. To me, trust them to obiso. The pakono be drinsa. And you are sitting there, send the boy. You killed the person. You were a killer. You were a killer. You were a killer. You want me to prove it to you? The Bible said in Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, it said, whoever sheds a man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God he made man. Yes, go to James chapter 4 verse 2. James chapter 4 verse 2. James chapter 4 verse 2. You desire, you do not have, so you murder, you covet and cannot obtain. So you fight and quarrel, you do not have because you do not ask. Move on. Move on. Okay. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly and to spend it on your passions. Move on. Let me read from this translation. He said, you are jealous and covet what others have, and your desires go unfulfilled, so you have become murderers. He said, to hate is to murder as far as your heart is concerned.
You hate the person. This car born I was your chiala. You were a murderer. Free your heart from hatred, so I, God, can bless you. Free your heart from hatred, so I don't consider you a murderer. Now, some wives even put they grind bottle and they mix it with salt. Say, this is daddy's salt. This is daddy's salt. This is daddy's salt. This is daddy's salt. And then you will tell the whole world he died out of cancer. But you killed him. You killed him. There are some women who are dying slowly in their marriages. They can't talk to their husband. They cannot. They call you, my dear. When you are entering the house and you blow on, Papa, but you open the bowels, Kate. So they call you OP. You don't know. Opana. Their husbands who do food, they do food their wives. They do food them. Oh, Osofu, you don't know. They do food their wives. And their wives who do food their husbands. Mommy, you don't know. They do them. One man of God said he went to preaching. He went to preach in Italy. And then he said people should come forward to be prayed for. Then one young man, slim young man, came. And I don't know what is wrong with slim men. Slim men don't take women their sizes. I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with us. I don't know what is wrong with us. I don't know. Yeah. And why are you looking at me? Have I mentioned? I don't know why I'm saying something. You are looking at me like. And this said, people should come. Then this slim man came and said, Reverend, I want you to pray for me for strength. He said, strength to do the work of God, or strength to do what? He said, no, Reverend, strength to withstand my wife's beatings. He said, why is your wife beating? He said, yes, Reverend, every now and then, Reverend, look at my stripes. He says, oh, so where is your wife? Is she in the church? Then he pointed one fat woman at the back. Then Reverend said, woman, come here. Said one fat Nigerian woman, brother, came and said, woman, I hear you've been beating your husband. Well, the Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Said, but is your husband a child? Well, but if a man behaves like a child, what should we do to him? The man is dying. Mommy, in Pristia, we had one man, Mr. Paddy. Smallest man, bio. He was working with the VRA. Smallest man, bi. Arewa rehu bi. Onam onam di. Na neire no best. Waka adi. Na when they go for the end of year party. Abra, you remember Mr. Paddy? You were little. When they go for the end of year party. Na omo mano give me small number. When Mr. Paddy, won't you take another one? Yeah, bi. Me ye be.
So You don't believe me. What is that? You are killing. And you see, let me tell you, women, married women, listen. When you meet a man who has no, because some men have vowed that they have nowhere to go, it is you they will stay with forever. Don't take them for granted, and titi them and kill them. To say, oh, titi, because you know he will not, he has nowhere to go. Oh, titi, you are imposing everything should be you are imposing your ideas and when Manu comes, because he doesn't want there to be fights in the house, you are taking him for granted. Said, thou shalt not kill. But you think God didn't think about it, knowing very well that it is not a very common thing for somebody to kill another, to put it in the laws that thou shalt not kill. He knows that subtly people kill people. Why did Paul said, for your sake we are killed all day long and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter? You kill unknowingly, you kill ignorantly. The person adwindwin to be kum nipa. When this GFA man is issue came and all that, yes, we all felt the football wasn't good and all that. But I ask myself, this man, I'm sure he's dying every day. If somebody has committed a crime, call him, prosecute him. Every day there is something else. This man will die. Oh, who told you? No, be on new phone at a hot monk of uncle. GFF, former famous uncle. I heard that his wife and his children were going for a visa to travel out. And they said, the BNI has given instructions that the wife and the children cannot travel, so they were denied the visa. I said, what? So you want the people to die? What is going on? The monies that people have chopped, is it no more than this GFA thing? And they are walking around, and this man should die. The Bible said, thou shall not kill. Hallelujah. It's in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Are you in church or have you gone somewhere? Because of the... I have a lot to say. Next week when I do a recap, the things I will say, but let me go through today's own quickly so that... we want some kind and some year more. The last one, the next one is... Thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery is for any married individual to have an affair outside the borders of the marriage. And mommy, God knows. You see, I went to meet one pastor in another pastor's office, and he said,
We know, God knows the girls that have come. They can tempt. They can do shakings and tempt you. Sometimes when you are driving, one of them can intentionally stand by the roadside and do this. Well, I was a vantage point. By all means, when you get there, you slow down. Then you slow down. And then, no, no, because I need some kind of way. On kind of you. But you now, you must know. Are you going to circle? Because me, maybe I'm not going to circle. Oh, on the way from Tetekwasia to circle anywhere, I can get down. When we say Akwe or power down for. God knows it is not easy, but he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. The girls that have come, if you tell, look, wives, when your husband go to work and they come back safely, say, God, I give you glory. Share. Osofo. Obi to me bank or baby account amount. But when they are from, I see her, so-and-so from so-and-so bank wants to come and see you. Also, okay, let her come. But they kill. Hi, Mr. Santi. So about Manchester United, hi, Mr. Santi. Priest, excuse me, with the account. Who's a petri, for one reason, not the account, oh. One day I traveled to Dubai and the Emirates first class, they assign like 10 beautiful ladies to the first class people. The first class seats are like 6. They assign like 10 beautiful ladies for you people there. Oh, every second. Hi, Mr. Santi. Anything we will do for you. Hi, Mr. Santi. Anything we do for you. Then they will come and ask you, hi, how would you, what will your stay be like in Dubai? So I should tell you. So, and you know Dubai is no man's land. So I should tell you, so you will connect with me and deprive me of my prosperous ways. So when we go and we come safely, some of them have gone to collect kaji. They put it in their eyes, they blink it, and then you are like. Obi to me ba. Hi, Mr. Santi, I would like to take you around this property. We're trying to say, oh, take me square, take me rectangle. Don't take me everywhere. So let us be wise. And because, you see, when intercourse happens, there are kids here. So but when intercourse happens, it is not just physical things. It is not only exchange of fluids, but exchange of spirits as well. That's the reason why when you do anything and God does like, he calls you adulterous nation. There has been an exchange of spirits. That is why there are certain characters you didn't have it in the past, but after you encountered this other lady or this man, you started developing tendencies, and you ask yourself, where did this come from?
Before you met this lady, you used to be able to save a lot of money. You used to be save a lot of money. Suddenly you become a spendthrift. You're always spending, buying things. This spirit, you didn't cultivate it. You received it out of the exchange you had with that man or that woman. Why is it that when they want to do blood money and those things, they say sleep with virgins? The moment you do that, you are exchanging your destiny. So look, there is a promise that your ways shall be prosperous. God knows these things do happen. He says, thou shalt not commit adultery. I want to bless you. Don't allow, because marriage is a covenant. Don't break that covenant. When you break it, it makes it difficult for me to bless you. And as I'm saying, you think it's only the men. Mommy, there are people working in companies. You are married, but you are doing bad things with your boss. And they are promoting you, and you are happy. Increasing your salary, and you are happy. Because you see the man, he gets out of his Benz, and then his suit, and then... You are married, though. A married woman, though. Man, this is my dream man. You want to dream again after being married? Once I am missus, you know, I'm a pebemo or your broad chested. But I mean, Aquisia. In fact, I'm a yamre. I am red. So the man is struggling to make ends meet, but because of your bad ways, you have exposed the enemy into the family, and the finances of the whole family is crumbling down. I'm not saying things that are happening in Venus and Mars, so things that are happening in Accra. Married girls, young girls, when they are going for meetings, they remove their rings. I went to court, and then there were two court ladies. They were not. One was friendly. The one that was married was friendly. And the other that was not married, that is not wearing a ring, it's some way. So I complained to one other court clerk who is my friend. I said, Nat, I said, guy, you girl, or you rude, papa. I said, same man, I know her. I'm saying, but if you are not single and men are, choose one and marry. Because if you are in court, it's the people that come here that you meet. Where do you want to go and meet a man? But she's married. So why is she not wearing a ring? So she knows what she's looking for. Maybe the men that come are not her taste. If somebody comes with Gucci perfume and some summer shoes somewhere, and or Trinity suit, she would do bad things with the person. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Intercourse is an exchange of spirits more than exchange of fluids. So stay out of it. When you married your wife, your spirit and her spirit became one. You became one flesh. So you don't need to invite other spirits. But if you have fallen, the grace of God is here today to atone for you. That is why the Bible said they caught the woman in John chapter 11. They caught the woman in adultery, and they came, they brought her to be stoned. And then they brought her to Jesus, and then they told Jesus that, Jesus, we caught this woman right in the act of adultery, and according to the laws of Moses, we have to stone her to death. What do you say? If the laws of Moses say that way, why do you bring him to me? We have, once you bring him to me, grace will apply, not the law. So it doesn't matter where we fail. Today, the grace of God is made perfect in our weaknesses. The grace of God is made perfect in our weaknesses.
What's the time? Mama, who has the watch? 10:43. I have 15 more minutes.
Hallelujah. Thou shalt not commit adultery. With all the people in the world that you saw, the Chengelenge, the Obolo, all of them, you made a choice. God says, Obiandinilem. Even though your taste may have changed, Obia Indinilim. Songs of Solomon says, drink water out of thy own cistern. And she was strong because she will be fantamuna uncle. Obia Indinilim. Eh? Now ask those who go and take Sikedro. And tell, ask them if the conditions that are given them are easy to follow. But he who that wants to make their way prosperous, let them follow. Because mommy, sometimes it not be easy, oh mommy. Who to me show people will say, wow, what a wow.
Wow, and confident.
Hi, my name is Arnold. Ocean is looking for me. The perfume, we're in a belt, we're in a shoe, we're in a watch, we're a car, we're sitting more. We're in a star.
My, what is your name?
And some men are so experienced. Or to meet a tewa or married woman back up, or beat me up about time in a bare 3 months. They have strategies. Or beat me, or cut all groceries, no? No, beat me, said that I was done, or not, no, I'm born, and your money will be able to. Oh, sorry, sorry, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Ah, no, it's a Samuel. It's a Samuel. My name is Arnold. What is yours? Oh, see, oh, Georgina. Oh, wonderful. No, I don't number.
Oh, be to me, Yan, we shall.
You went to Ebri girls, Sino. Accra girls, or Sino. Achimota, or Sino. Now, Nipa, I cope, Ububa regions, we bring who go school with him. Oh, see, oh, there be hiding school in Ghana. Yes! UK. Oh, see, no, Czech Republic. So, when are we near wood? Mommy, some guys, some I know a guy, Otumi, Ono Shawa, Obusau, Ose, Obusau Dina, Paya. Hi, what's your name?
Anita Krani. Be my dear then. Me pe. A dear won't be my dear. A won't be my dear.
I say, hi, my name is Georgina. Georgina. I say, wow, I am George. My God, what a coincidence. Jeez. Ba. Hi, you are Francis. Francis. Oh, I am Francis. My God.
Or call a girl be what's her. Or do a girl and say, also, what's your name, girl? My name is Anne. I've been up, Kwani Hunyonka.
Oh, I'm also Annus.
Obi to me ba. I said, Sister Tina, this morning, oh, praise God, I was reading the book of Numbers and I realized I don't have your number. Can I have your number? Always a means to commit adultery. But the Bible says when you do that, you are depriving yourself from making your way prosperous and having good success. And don't think success, as I'm talking about, is having a big car and a big house. There are people with big house, big cars, big houses, and they are the most unhappy human beings in the world. Peace with God and peace with man. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. The last one for today. Thou shalt not steal. Don't be a stealer. Don't be a stealer. A person who walks, is he not a walker? A person who dances, is he not a dancer? A person who steals is a stealer. People think and stealing is in the night, going to break. The person gave you 5,000 and then go and buy the thing, and then the thing was 2,000 and you pocketed the 3,000. You were a thief. You were a stealer. You bought the thing for 100 cedis and you came to over invoice it to 1,000 cedis. We were not there, but God says you, if you want to make, that is why you are living on these chicken changes and have never progressed, because you are a stealer. And in the house of God, He says, will a man rob God? Will a man steal from God? You are asking yourself, how will a man steal from God? You are stealing from me in tithes and in offerings. You are a stealer. Are you in church or have you gone somewhere? You are a stealer. Bible said, neither thieves, adulterers, liars, slanderers will have a place in the kingdom of God and will be part of the inheritance of God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. I want to bless you, my people. Thou shalt not steal. The economy is hard, but still thou shalt not steal. I'll bless you. The economy is hard, but still thou shalt not steal. I'll bless you. The economy is hard. Things are difficult. And in this environment, is the one that is honest and the thieves that are making it. Yet, be honest, I will bless you. Hallelujah. For the just shall live by faith. Emu adin pa. O tun sa die we wood is zero ba ko pese won. One of the days I supplied, I don't know if Evelyn I told you this. I supplied a certain chemical to Bibiani. And then they paid me. I invoiced them $250,000. And they paid me. And the finance guy called me 2 or 3 weeks after. We've lost the invoice. So bring of that payment. So do another invoice and bring it. And I did it and sent it. And then 1 month after, they called me again. You have another check of $250,000. I needed the money. 50,000 was
good man, dollars, not cedis. I took the check from the Accra office. I took a car and went back to the mine site. And I said, you paid me twice for this invoice. That you've paid me twice for this invoice. Things are hard. Things are difficult. You see the unjust. You see the wicked. You see them prospering. And you think just this once. But the Bible is telling you that is there anyone who wants to be blessed? Is there anyone who wants to make his way prosperous? Is there anyone who wants to live long? I admonish you, thou shalt not steal. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not steal. Edio. In a country like Ghana, where it is only dishonest people that are making it so difficult. You work, they say sign for extra hours, sign for overtime. You know you work 2 hours, you are signing for 5 hours. Thou shalt not steal. I want to bless you in this generation. Please, thou shalt not steal. And if you are here and through some any means, you find yourself something you did, now you think about it, you realize that you actually stole. May the grace of God cover you today. I remember one white man I used to work with. He called me and said, "I know some guy swindled me." I said, "What did they?" He said, "I wanted to change $10,000 and they gave me the dollars and all the dollars are fake." So how did you know? So why are they are still in the house, eh? This like 5 years ago, he gave it to me. And look, me need people, yes, I fake dollars, no. Well, you're a brutal counterfeit man. Because I don't even know how Roger got to know those dollars were fake. And they've been in my. But sometimes want to meet you to say, well, you need to be famous. They still, for like 5 years, they are still there. Things are difficult. But thou shalt not steal.
Say wo fa na sem. Say wo nante o na se moi. Say o bra ni mu ye den. Na we ni da swasa. O be she o. Erade beshewo, erade beshewo, amanesi.
Put someone on the screen for me.
Se ufa na se, se unante unase mwa, se obra ni muyedi.
He said, blessed is the man. Change the key for me. It's not comfortable for me to sing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. Move on. But his delight is not in his mother's advice, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Wonamana wo dwen ho.
an opportunity comes for you to make some quick money, you weigh it, this is stealing, then you put it aside. An opportunity comes to sleep with that guy and he said, no, this is adultery, then you put it aside. He said, such a person, go to the next one. Such a person is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Which means that ubechen kakra, ebeye dry kakra, but in your season you will yield your fruits. In your season you will yield your fruits. Today your beginning is some kind way. Your beginning is bojo bojo. Your shoe is half bow. You walk from the junction to this church. But I see you in your season parking your car outside, parking your Land Cruiser outside. Though your beginning shall be small, yea, your latter end shall greatly increase. Come on, shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Said, when you have yielded your fruit in the season, now your leaves do not wither, which means that you will not be like the bank that rose and collapsed. Ever fresh. To me, who papa with this 75 years, when I will say, wow, you look like a 40-year-old man, because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it does he meditate day and night. And I said, and in all that he does, he prospers. And all that he does, he prospers. And all that he does, he prospers. Hey, for not sleeping with that married man, I see the Lord giving you a very handsome, rich, and God-fearing man. And all that you do, you shall prosper. See, Ishirani Onipa Onantil Abonifwejine Eradi Ishira Asoneni Obeyese Diesie Subontihon Nahabe Emprunguda Nanya Oye Nina A very new year, and she ran on Nipa on until Abani Fuadina Eradi Shira Asoneni. Oh, Bessie, yes, yes, want to now. Abrunguda nani oye ina eye ni. I see you prospering. I see your ways becoming prosperous. I see your ways becoming prosperous. Come on, shout, I receive it. I see the Lord prospering your ways in the name of Jesus. Please be on your feet. I love you, God bless you.
Is it Siren me? And you only fall on you. I want it for you.
Your eyes are closed.
If you are here and you feel you have, through some unknowingly or knowingly, transgressed the law of Moses that I have mentioned today, you want God to forgive you, you want the grace of God to atone for you, please, if you are here like that, come forward and let me pray with you. You are here like that, come forward, let me pray for you. Yes, you are the Lord. Please come forward, let me pray for you. If you are here like that, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Oh, yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are the Lord. Some deadly married women in this Accra. If you are a young man and you don't order your steps, they will deal with you ruthlessly and invite you to be part of their curses. All eyes are closed. If you are here and you feel you've transgressed the law, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, through some enemies, unknowingly you committed any of those, God wants to make your way prosperous. Please come forward and let's pray. Yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are the Lord.
Say, my Father,
today,
I have known your law, and I have realized that I have sinned against you. I have transgressed the law,
and
because of that,
I am not
making my ways prosperous, and I'm not having good success. My Father,
this morning,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy.
Receive me again. And make me your own. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your grace,
for your grace
is made perfect in my weakness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take your seats.
Yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are the Lord.
we'll get ready to take our second offering. Please get an envelope. No, wait. We'll not put our